this week started with a kiss.
Hello, Naked Scientists. This is Nelson from Cambridge. And my question is there any biological benefit to kissing amongst humans? Thank you.
So what's the point of giving someone a Frenchie? Here's Gordon Gallup, Professor of Psychology from the State University of New York at Albany.
Well, we think that kissing is part of an evolved courtship strategy, and that kissing conveys information at an unconscious level about health and a person's reproductive viability. We've discovered that among the majority of undergraduates that we've surveyed, they report, both males and females, having been attracted to someone only to discover on one or more occasions that after they kissed them for the first time, they were no longer interested. So we think there are hardwired unconscious mechanisms that come into play at the moment of a kiss based on the exchange of information, based on posture and odor and taste and smell, that activate mechanisms that come into play to make a determination about whether continuation in this relationship would be in the person's long-term reproductive best interest. We discovered that females place a lot more emphasis on kissing than males do. Females not only kiss for purposes of mate assessment, but once females are in committed relationships, they continue to rely on kissing as a means of monitoring and updating the status of their relationship. Males, on the other hand, tend to kiss for one of two reasons, primarily as a means to an end, namely for purposes of gaining sexual favors, or as a means of attempting to achieve reconciliation.
A kiss might tell us something of our partner's fertility, and Gallup found that the majority of females use kissing to check on their relationship, whilst males see it as a stage in getting to sex. Though this likely isn't true of everyone. Gallup also hypothesizes that during a kiss between a male and a female, some of the man's testosterone may be transferred to the female. Over a long period of time, this could affect her libido. On the forum, RD suggested more historical reasons. Perhaps it's a development of mothers chewing their food to give it to their babies, mouth to mouth. But from masticating to flatulating now for next week's question.
Hello, Naked Scientists. My name's Matthew, and I've been enjoying your show for some time now. Recently, you featured a question about how much force a stream of wee exerts against somebody who's standing. In a related area, and being the mature, intelligent adult that I am, I was wondering, how much gas would somebody who weighs 10 stone have to expel and at what force in order to lift themselves 1 inch off the ground? Thank you very much.
Get your calculators and beans out for this one. How much of a fart is needed to lift a 10-stone person? Answers can be emailed to chris@thenakedscientists.com or written on our interactive forum. And you can find that at thenakedscientists.com/forum.
That was Diana O'Carroll with our Question of the Week.
So hold your nose for Question of the Week next week. That is it for this week. That's all we've got time for. Join us next time for our question and answer extravaganza, when we'll be answering all of your scientific questions and problems. Speaking of which, if you have anything you'd like us to look into on your behalf, then please email me, chris@thenakedscientists.com, or Twitter at us. Our handle is @NakedScientists, and we've also got a Facebook page where you can scribble down anything you'd like us to look into on your behalf. The details of everything covered in this week's programme are on our website at nakedscientists.com if you'd like to read up a bit more. And, very importantly, it's coming up to 10 years of The Naked Scientists, and so we're running a survey at the moment to discover exactly who is listening to us and also to find out what you think we could do a bit better. As an added incentive, we're offering you Amazon vouchers worth £10, that's £10, and they're going to 10 lucky respondents that we pull out of the hat who answer by 10-10-10, that's the 10th of October 2010. You can find the survey and fill it in at thenakedscientist.com/survey. Meanwhile, let me say thank you to our guests who appeared in this week's programme, Ian Farnan, Bill Stacey, Swadesh Mahajan and David Warman, and also to our production team, Meera Senthilingam Diana O'Carroll, Ben Vowsler and Tom Simpkins. The Naked Scientist was produced and presented by me, Chris Smith, with Sarah Caster-Perry and in association with the Open University. And you can discover a whole range of science content and lots of interactive features at the Open University's website, which you can get to if you go to nakedscientist.com and then follow the links on our front page to the Open University. Thanks for listening and see you next time.
The Naked Scientists comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC and UK FAST. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientists.com.